Are you going to Mackinac?
We'll be there.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago, and you told me not much gets done up there. Do you think it'll be a little bit of change with Rick Snyder as governor?
Well, he's not going to pass the bridge thing up there because they don't vote on that stuff. He may create a little momentum for the bridge project between Detroit and Windsor, but the proof of the pudding will be when he gets back to town and whether he can deliver the votes.
I guess what I'm asking you is, do you think some real groundwork for some groundbreaking legislation, if you will, stuff that'll really help the citizens of the state be started up there?
Yeah, he's going to talk about his reform in education, and he's going to talk about his reform in government, which are now the next two pieces that he wants to tackle. I think these may be a little more problematic. He's proven he can get stuff done. Let's see if he can continue the momentum.
The budget was completed last week. What were your thoughts after witnessing this process?
It was rather amazing. They had a clock that they were working on, and he showed us the clock. It was 5 days, 1 hour, and 55 minutes before the deadline. It is quite an accomplishment. Of course, the budget is not getting rave reviews from everybody. The school folks are upset. The Democrats are upset. The Republicans are just pleased as punch. The question will be, does the business tax cut work? Will it create jobs? And the administration will not promise that it will. It basically says, trust us. And you have the Democrats continuing to complain that these cuts to education will hurt kids at the very time that we ought to be helping kids. And they do have a campaign issue that they're going to be using. And the MAA launched the spots last week. The popular wisdom would be, goodness gracious, the next House race is not until next year. Why in the world are you running commercials now? My source over the holidays said the people are angry, and we want to make sure they stay angry.
Well, it keeps stirring the pot. I want to get your thoughts on what's next.
Well, we got our power back.
You lost your power.
We lost power at the Senior Capital Correspondents' Home. My lovely bride and I were cooking out with candlelight, and we were out of energy for about a week, and not a week, for a day or so. And I'll tell you what, it's a humbling experience, isn't it? Did you guys do okay?
I was down in the Detroit area, and the storms didn't hit us. When we got back home yesterday, we did not lose power, but as you know, a lot of folks around us did. And for people like you, it's a challenge when you're trying to do work or keep up with what's going on.
Yeah, well, the good news was that yesterday was a holiday, and so I was not out of the loop. But the interesting thing about it, when we called the helpline for Consumers Energy, they said it was not going to come back on until Thursday at midnight. So we were greatly relieved yesterday afternoon when I was sitting at my desk reading, and the printer on the computer clicked back on, and I told my bride, I said, hey, I think we got our energy back.
You and a wife could be hanging out at work for the next few days.
Huh? Well, it would have been interesting, but we don't have to go there.
Now, are our politicians going to get anything done this summer?
Yes, they'll get some stuff done. I take the governor at his word that he has an agenda. I'll tell you what's going to complicate things. This is the story that we're going to be doing for TV6 today, is that the conservative Republicans are now going to surface with their wedge agenda. These are the social issues that they've been, in deference to the governor, off on, and some radio spots are going to start running this week, suggesting that the governor ought to take up right to work. You know what? He doesn't want to do that. So this will start to get interesting as well.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about your blog. Now, do you write the headlines for this?
The headlines for the blog, yes.
Yes. Bass Ackwards. Uh-huh. I just love that. Starting in next January, the state's latest version of the business tax takes effect. And what did you mean by Bass Ackwards?
Well, the research from Louis Glaser, who I should point out was a Democrat who worked for Blanchard, but I think he's pretty much respected. He says when CEOs from companies are thinking about expanding, believe it or not, the first question they don't ask is about taxes. The first question they do ask is, what kind of schools are my kids going to go to? I mean, it's very, very personal. And if you're a CEO and you got a couple of kids and you're concerned about their education, you're not going to bring them someplace where the education thing doesn't work. So the headline suggests that cutting the taxes and using school aid fund to provide the tax relief, indeed may be backwards. But we're going to see. Glaser says quality of life, education first, and taxes are asked about by CEOs, but it's further down on the list. It's not the number one issue that they talk about. But yet this centerpiece of the Snyder budget is this tax cut, and he did take money from education to fund it. And next year, the business tax cut will create a deficit in what? The school aid fund.
Now, I have talked to union officials, Jerry Swartz from the LSEA. I've talked with T.C. Wallace from the school district. I talked with Bob Trezise, an administrator from the city of Lansing. All these folks and more told me that the challenges that they're having with public education won't affect it, business at all, because it's happening everywhere.
I don't understand it.
So are they lying to me? Because they're having all kinds of challenges with their with the education system. The Lansing School District schools are closing. They don't have enough money.
Well, that's the point that they're making in this budget. The points that the Democrats make is that there was a surplus in the school aid budget that they actually could have given more money to the schools this year in their, quote, time of need. But they took the surplus and reallocated it to higher education and to community colleges, and they took part of the surplus and gave it to the business community. And the educators are not happy about that, and they say that that was bass backwards. But you know what? Hey, yeah, he did what he thought was right. We'll see if he is right.
All right, so we'll see you up on the island.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't snow.